First of all, thank you very much for your time. We wanted to talk about the new world. It is obvious to everyone that we're in something new. The old world is gone. Things aren't going to go back to how they were. The new world, what is it going to be like? This is a very global question. What will it look like? How will it be? I really hope that I'm not wrong. And if I am wrong, then what I will tell one way or another will happen in some time, if not with this virus, then with the next one. Mankind, according to the plan of creation, has to rise to a new level, has to rise to a new degree of its existence, so that we won't live on the animate level, that where we'll simply use each other all the time. Where the world, our planet, the atmosphere can't take man's attitude toward nature anymore. And for us to start thinking about a completely different way of our existence. And it doesn't simply mean for us to be better, for us to try to limit ourselves in the way that we use each other, but a different kind of existence is one where maybe we will be able to ascend to higher levels, natures that are higher, levels that are higher than nature itself. Like the still doesn't understand what it does it mean to be vegetative. The vegetative doesn't understand what it means to be on the animate level. So the animate level, the level that we are on, doesn't understand what does it mean to be on the speaking, on the human level, which is a completely different level of existence within the thought of nature, which within the brain that controls all of reality. According to what I understand from the wisdom of Kabbalah, we are before this development. And what's happening now is the beginning of the ascent of spirituality to a level called the speaking level. Because to this day, we lived only on the still vegetative and animate levels. And rising to the speaking degree is not simple. It's demanding of us no longer to work with our hands or brain in order to better or activate our hands in a smarter way, but that we have to live with a different level in our connection, that all of us will work in an inner connection, for all of us to be as one man and one heart, that we will start feeling that we're all a part of one system, one mechanism. It's very hard to explain. And also to accept it. But probably there's no choice. And now nature, with the help of the coronavirus, wants to heal us and to bring us to the next degree. So why am I talking about this, first and foremost? In order for us to see this virus, not as a virus, but as an action directed from nature in order to elevate us and make something else out of us, something higher. Will the world become more balanced? Of course, the world will become one. The thing is that the still vegetative and animate live in an they're internally integrally connected with one another. They exist together integrally, and only we human beings, to the measure of our development, we became hostile to nature. We became opposed to nature, the opposite of nature, and this is the oppositeness that we have to cure now. This is why this virus came, and it's showing us What are we doing wrong? Let's hope that this is something that we will understand, and that this is how we will prepare ourselves for it, suit ourselves for it by becoming an integral part of nature, not using nature in a way that nature will suffer. The thing is that right now there's lots of uncertainty. There's fear in terms of livelihood, of how will a person take care of himself, how will he be able to provide for himself, for the family. Everything is very unclear. It's like a transitional phase between the old and new worlds. How should people deal with this transitional phase? Look, I really hope that what's happening is the transition into the new world. I'm not naive to think that this transition will be light or easy, but it has to be. We see, according to all the information that we have, according to everything our eyes see, that it is impossible to extend this any longer. It's a long time now that there is talk about the crisis that we're in, and it's not only a financial crisis, it's crisis between countries, in families, between parents and children, between people, in everything in life, in all of our relationships, there is a crisis, meaning that there is some kind of a disconnection, that the communication is incorrect, and we really have to do something. But what do we have to do? This we don't know, we don't understand, therefore comes this blow from nature, and I see this virus as a cure, as a remedy that's simply helping us to become cured of our ego and see how much we're already being cured, that the air is becoming fresher, that fish are returning to the sea, animals, man has not yet begun to disconnect from harming nature, but already nature has this tremendous force of healing itself, that it's already starting to heal itself. I really hope that we will feel it strongly and that this virus will finish its work. And after the virus, we will already be in a new world, in new relationships between us, and a new attitude toward man's role. It's only now that we're beginning to talk about this. And until people will start hearing and adjusting themselves as an integral part of nature and not as a harmful part that breaks and... As Norma and I prepared for this show, we really asked ourselves if we want to look at the virus not as a disease but as a remedy from the world, for the world. Mathematically, about 8,000 people died in 3 months. The question is how many lives were saved due to the lack of car accidents, drastic improvement of the air, and maybe the math here is something that we don't really understand. If we look at the entire system of nature and mankind, it is unclear. Yeah, mankind doesn't know how to correctly calculate these things. It's true that people are dying, especially old people, and this is also sorrowful. But in comparison or compared to that, how many people, how many outbreaks, how many this, how many that, it's like different outbreaks, like you said, and there's much greater benefit than use. And what I want to emphasize here is a wonder how mankind is receiving this blow. No one goes against and says, I don't want to obey this virus. The harm is so little that no one gets up and says, I disagree with bowing to this virus, with yielding to it. I don't want for it to control me. It will take whatever time it takes, but that's all there is. And it's a wonder. I see also how nature works, and nature and Gematria is the creator, and I see that it's all working in a good and nice way. Yeah, we see that. It's a very hard blow, not only to the health system, but also to the financial system, to economy. There are many, many people that are unemployed all around the world. And what form of livelihood do you see in the new world? How will people earn money? First of all, that people have no workplaces today, it's true, and I think that it's good. It only shows us how much these workplaces were maybe places that there was no real need for. And therefore today they disappear. What for? What do we need different investment companies for? And offices, what for? All this in order to occupy people with different stuff, for them to deal with things. They should deal with other things. They should be engaged in building good relationships between them. The work has to be completely different. Look at what's happening in the animate world. In the animal world. How much of their life animals invest in order to, so to speak, win bread? Why do we have to work 10, 12 hours a day to drive to work and back? And also, you know, you don't see your kids, the kids don't see their parents. For what? We've built this world in a way that we're working all the time. What's the use? I don't see anything about this. I think that what the virus does is that it simply shows us an example of how it's possible not to work the way we have worked before, but we will have to invest ourselves in a different kind of work, in a social kind of work, to build a society which is entirely connected, corrected in a good and nice way, and it's not about living off each other and being proud about how I cheated everyone else, conned them. And where Norma is asking, how will people make a living? Dr. Lightman says, where did they get the money before? It grew on trees. Where did the money come from? Because we printed money every time, and we divided it, and we went deeper into debt, and this is how it was. And also, by that, we created unnecessary things. We took out all the natural resources. And for what? Now we can really do some self-scrutiny about what do we have in this world. We have a few more questions of talking about self-scrutiny. Then one of the things that we were thinking about is that a person actually, until now, a person defined himself as being like this and like that, and this is my profession. I am, this is what I do for a living, and it really determined a person's place in society, how society relates to him. All these things were erased at once. So, what new meaning, value, will people find in life? Actually, value and meaning. What value and meanings do they have now? What are they living for? Each ask a person. In order to make money, succeed, have children, and die. And your children. In order for them to succeed, make money, have children, and die. This is really a process that a rational person has to go through. What for? What for? Were you to look from the side at all these miserable guys, the way that they live their life, would you want to be one of them? But this is obvious that this is how it is and what we're in. So let's do the math. What's the alternative? The alternative, it says that the sages sat and have discussed who more, who less, that if a person calculates for himself, does the math, then it's better not to be born than to be born. But if you're already born, then you have to realize the thought of creation to do what you have to be do in life. Of course, whoever is not born is better off, because once you're born, each and every given moment, all in all, a person suffers. Whatever he does is to suffer less from everything. This is his life. But along with it, he can nonetheless reach a higher goal, a higher purpose, that he fills himself with attaining the divine level, where he rises above the animate level of this world in his lifetime, and he reaches the degree of a superior degree, the degree of the Creator, and this is the goal that a person has to achieve. And I hope that this is what the coronavirus is pushing us at. But this is man's purpose. But most of the people, let's say, their so-called point in the heart, the essential question about the meaning of life, has not developed in them. So what now? What's their purpose, goal? They were devoid of everything, and they have to find something new. So in the meantime, in order for people to shift into this new world view, they have to go through this transition and to be disappointed with their previous life in order to be happy with the real life. That's how it is. Can you say what are the stages? I agree. Maybe it'll be several stages, and it's not that we'll jump into this new stage with one coronavirus, but in a few steps. Let's hope that these will be quick steps, and maybe we'll also be able to make them shorter. This is what the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about. How can we make our development shorter so that immediately we can jump to a more advanced degree to understand the meaning of life, the purpose of life, what's going on with life? What are the steps that you see? What I see is that the coronavirus will continue and will evolve and will at least extend through 2020 as is, and we will grow wiser, we'll understand things better, we'll be more cautious, we will get used to the so-called unemployment, and we will start thinking about how to arrange a new world. One way or another, we talked about this. Many times we talked about this, that everyone talked about it, that there will be a crisis, that there's going to be some big virus, something, that it's impossible that we'll continue the way we are. And this is how it's going to be. Who has to arrange the new form of work? First of all, we have to understand what the new world is. This is what the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about. We will have to publicize all of this. We'll have to publicize this knowledge to everyone, and people will start getting used to it and adapting, will start adapting it to themselves. Like a person puts on a new suit, the very same way, we will see how can we suit ourselves gradually to the new world. I hope that this is something that we will be able to do in the very near future, and more, to open the wisdom of Kabbalah to the public and to understand that this was all written by Kabbalists from generations back, that they were actually talking about our time. They called these times a special time, and we really see how things are being revealed. And what is the role of the governments? The governments will have to adapt themselves to the process. We see how easily they bend. To accept new steps, not according to their ego, not according to the struggles that they have with each other all the time, but according to the new conditions, it's going to be a bit hard for them, but I hope that the virus will cure them. At the moment, we see that in different countries like the United States, France, Canada, governments are really starting to hand out money to people in order to help them deal with the new situation. You talked about global income for every person years ago. And today, it's kind of forced upon us, simply in order for people to be able to survive. How do you see the process of how the governments, in terms of each and every government, will have to become a public office, very big one, that thinks only about education and income, I don't know how to call it, basic income, education ministry, taking care of these things. This is what they'll have to invest in. All in all, what they're handing out is the money of the government. It's not that the government has money of its own. And it's not that it's that generous, but that it has to give back the nation what it has. And let's hope that all of this will seriously improve the nation's situation and the government, and will bring them closer together, and there will be more understanding and less coercion, bullying, and so on, between the government and the people, especially like we see it in Israel, that it's impossible to stand this anymore. It's an example to the entire world of what we have come to. How will the educational system, what will it be like? The educational system will be such that the entire educational system will be under the question of what is a person living for? What does he have to achieve in life? What does he have to learn in order to attain his purpose in life, and so on and so forth? Everything stems from the goal. The final action is in the initial thought, and accordingly, the educational ministry will be built and everything else for all ages. The educational system, and this will be the main thing. How much we have to work in order to get food from nature, what we really need, not the exaggeration that we see. For this, you need really 2 hours a day, and everyone will be more than content. All the rest of the time, we will have to learn how to educate ourselves, how to connect with one another, how to adjust ourselves to nature, and through nature to feel the upper force, the general force, the integral force that exists in nature. That this is the final goal or thought. Yeah, and I think that for the time being we can conclude. I'm very grateful, Chaim Ratz and Norma Livne, for having this talk. And whenever you want, call me and we'll talk again. Thank you very much. All the best. Thank you.